Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 166. You're probably fairly versed by now at analyzing your thoughts and thinking about everything that you do. Reflection is essential to growth. But a good way to stay present is to be curious, to see instead of preparing to be seen. I have spoken about the importance of actually feeling your feelings rather than over-intellectualizing them. But I don't believe I've really explained how to actually feel those feelings. And if I have, then I have completely forgotten, so forgive me. But it's not like we can't use the practice. When feeling your feelings, you want to lead with love, compassion, and curiosity. Curiosity works for most relationship advice. Be genuinely curious how that feeling is behaving in your body, what it's doing in your mind, and how it's making you react or want to react. I try to check in with the temperature of my cheeks, my chest, my legs, my breathing, and my body first before I begin checking in with my thoughts, because I often overthink every emotion before I let it play out fully. And I trace that back to its source and decide how to resolve it in the future before I even get a chance to return my heart to its normal pace or decide how I'm going to handle it now. Instead, I've been allowing my feelings to flow all the way through my body before even trying to intellectualize them. The most helpful thing for me has been trying not to react outwardly unto others immediately, but allowing myself time to feel the feeling fully before processing and attempting to move forward with it. That might be off-putting for the other person, but if you can communicate more clearly why you've taken a moment, I think they'll understand that it was to protect them. Sometimes we try to name our feeling, but it's actually a cocktail of different big feelings making us feel all jumbled. So instead of worrying about the label of feeling angry or sad or frustrated, just focus on how that feels in your body, what it does to your brain, and how long it lasts. Stay present as long as you can. Remember that tears have stress hormones in them, so let those flow if they arise. Get them stress hormones out your body. Time may appear to move more slowly when we're experiencing any form of pain or suffering, but that does not mean it actually is. In reality, an emotion often physically only lasts about 90 seconds, so it only takes the brain a minute and a half to flush that chemical throughout it. And this is where I say, take a lesson from the babies. Don't bottle shit up. Kids are able to have big feelings, fully calm down, process them, and recover in the same day. It typically doesn't ruin the whole day or their week. And it's not the first time I have looked to toddlers for emotional regulation strategies. So now if anyone wants to call me out for crying like a baby, I might just thank them. The more we judge or try to avoid our feelings, the less we can observe and accept them as they are. Instead, lead with love and curiosity, and remember that feelings are not the enemy. They are an energy like anything else, and sometimes they will ebb and sometimes they will flow. Allow them to do so. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.